this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant Yemi Adoluju to raise models of integrity and power, models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adoluju for the Word of His Grace.
Of the Wings of Grace Conference 2024. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that the grace of God will pick you where you are and take you to where God has destined you to be. In the precious name of Jesus. Can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
I welcome all our internet viewers, everyone joining the service online. You are most welcome in the precious name of Jesus. It's been 5-6 days of specific and wonderful encounters with God through His Word. In the course of the Wings of Grace Conference, God spoke to us through two of His principal servants and ministers and told us that if we want to see manifestation, we must agree with God. Reverend Elikima Ekine said we must agree with God. You must agree with what God says, God's word. Agree with what God says about himself. Agree with what God says about you. Agree with what God says about your situation. And agree with what God says about the devil. He also told us, if you must see manifestation in your life, you must believe. And if you believe, you must speak. You must speak, and if you believe, you must not only speak, you must rejoice always. And if you believe, you must rest and have peace. No stress, no anxiety. He also told us you must confess. Confession will bring your possession. Confess what you believe. Confess it. He told us that the angels of God, they walk on a confession. He also told us from scriptures that Jesus is the high priest of our confession. He approves what we say, he presents what we say before God. That also the angels of God are waiting to confirm what we say. So it is important for us to speak right. He also told us to be diligent, to do the word. Agree with the word of God, believe the word of God, confess the word of God, do the work, do the word of God. Doing, you must be a doer of the work, and then you must have expectation. He has have expectation. That's what he called the ABCDE of faith and of manifestation. God's servant, Pastor Yinka Oshuolade, also came and shared some profound, with a very great sense of humor, dishing out the word of God to us, showing us the meaning of manifestation, what it means to manifest, how that trouble may come. But that God wants us to, through this trouble, manifest and step to life and destiny. But very quickly this morning, before we go for Thanksgiving, I would like to share with you on the timing for your manifestation. Luke chapter 1, verse 80. Luke 1, 80. The Bible says the child grew and was strong in the spirit, and he was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. He was in the desert till that speaks about time. Time. And I believe God will bless you as you hear in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, speak to us through your word and let your word accomplish your purpose in our lives. Lord, my sufficiency is of you, the living God, who has made me an able minister of the word of the New Testament, not of letters, but of the Spirit. I ask that your word be comfort with life and spirit this morning and impact the lives of the listeners and bless them as they do the work. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Permit me to quickly, before going into this world, tell you four things for your manifestation. There are things you need for manifestation in life. Engineer, please, can you please improve on my microphone? Number one for manifestation is the gift you have and that you use. If God is going to present you, if God will manifest you, He will do it. He won't do it in a vacuum. He will manifest you through the gift that you have and that you use. Every man's manifestation is in his giftings. In his gifting. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16. The gifts of a man will make room for him, and it will set him before great men. Your gift. God has not left any one of us without a gift. He hasn't left you. He has not left you without a gift. He has not left any one of us without a gift. Matthew chapter 25 verse 15. The Bible says, this great man, householder, gave talents to everyone. He gave five to one. He gave two to another. He gave one talent to one man. And the Bible says he gave to every man according to his several ability. My emphasis on every man. You are gifted. Let me tell your neighbor, you are gifted. Say it louder. So God has given gifts to every man. And the gift God has given to you is for your manifestation. That's the purpose for giving you gifts and talents and graces. It is for your manifestation. He wants to manifest you with his gift, with his talent. That's what God intends to do. Not just for you to have gifts and claim, I am gifted. Oh, help me, Lord. This is not where I'm going. Everything God has given to you is for your gain. May you make gain with your life. Amen. Number two thing you need for manifestation is the problems you solve. The problems you solve. Look at your neighbor for me. Tell him, oh, I solve problems. Unfortunately, mortal men creates problems. It appears as if we just love to make trouble. We just love to create problems. Whereas, you will only manifest by solving problems. God wants you to solve problems. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, Goliath of Gath was a big problem. He came to terrify the children of Israel, to scare them, to harass them, to embarrass them, to intimidate them, to frustrate them, to provoke them, to challenge them, to torment them, to trouble them. What again? He wanted to destroy them. So it was a major problem that the children of Israel couldn't face. Even King Saul, Eliab, who was a soldier, couldn't solve that problem. Eliab was the firstborn of Jesse, David's old eldest brother. Shammah couldn't solve the problem. Abinadab couldn't solve. They were all soldiers. David wasn't a soldier. A 17-year-old boy sent to take care of the father's sheep. But he came to bring supplies to his brothers. And he saw the problem. Listen, every covenant child of Israel had what was needed to defeat Goliath. But the problem was their perception. The way they perceived Goliath. They saw him as too big to face. David, however, his own perspective, saw Goliath as too big to miss. I can't miss him with my catapult. He's too big for me to miss. But for the other ones, too big to face. So David solved the problem. The problem of Goliath. He killed him with his sling and five stones. And the women took to the streets. David has slain his Saul has slain his thousands. David is 10,000. Saul has, and they began to sing and to jubilate. And they sang the praises of David. And Saul became envious and jealous of him. So if you solve problems, you will manifest. I have told you here before how an uncle of mine solved problems in Lagos, Ajelogo area, because of fellow local government. There was a problem of scarcity then during Abacha problem, Wahala. Scarcity of gas, of kerosene, and what have you. And then people began to, and himself, he went to Ikorodu to gather firewood. And he began to sell firewood. And as he was selling firewood, he realized that there was a problem of scarcity of water. Then he dug a well. He put pump there and put tank up. And he started selling water. And people were coming to buy water and he was selling. While selling water, he discovered the place was smelling. Because people were defecating everywhere. Another problem. So he dug pit latrine. He put, what do you call it? Closet. The one you stoop on, stool. He put it there. And he put 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you come to do this thing and you pay. So as he was selling firewood, he was selling water. They were paying for shit. Then he employed a secretary. He employed him. Then he registered his company. He started by solving problems. But you fold your arms, there are problems. That is what we manifest you. Solve problems. Let me turn to your neighbor. Tell him how to solve problems. For you to be manifested, number three, apart from solving problems like David, you need also to render services. Serve. Service is the shortest cut to progress. Shortest cut to manifestation. You want to manifest? Serve. Serve God. Exodus 23:25. Ye shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread. He will bless your water. Serve. Let me tell your neighbor, serve. In service, pour water on another person, on somebody's hand. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 11. Pour water on somebody's hand. That service. God is the one that knows how to elevate you and bring you to glory and manifest you as you serve. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 11. Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, 2 Kings, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. 2 Kings, please, not first. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not yet there a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the kings of Israel, Shaphat, answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. They didn't know Elisha. They knew Elijah. Don't forget, Elijah was a prophet that caught fire from heaven. Elijah was the one that killed the prophets of Baal. You may claim not to have heard of Elisha. You cannot feign ignorance of Elijah. But here is Elisha. What is his pedigree? His antecedent. He was the one that poured water on the hands of Elijah. Oh, okay. Pour water on somebody's hand. And in service also, interpret somebody's dream. Like Joseph. If you don't interpret other people's dream, your own dreams will not be interpreted. Unfortunately, today we see men who are cheats, who work for others and they steal. You have stolen your future. You are employed a sales girl, a salesman, you know, whatever. But what you do is to steal from that business. You have stolen from your future. And if you pull down another man's work to do your own, it is like removing a pillar or block from another man's house to go and build your own house. That your house will collapse. Interpret other people's dream, and your own dream will be interpreted. Number four, for manifestation, the grace you enjoy. Romans chapter 9, verse 16. The grace you enjoy. May you not lack grace. May dear man or woman, thank you, be fast. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. If you read from previous verses, you will understand. Grace. May you enjoy grace. While Pastor Yinka was seated here on Friday, I spoke about him. That he enjoyed unusual grace when we were in the university. This man would not fast. When as ESCO members, we were asked to fast. We fast every Monday, we wait on the Lord in fasting. All ESCO members, we were privileged to be in the same ESCO set. We will fast and then gather together those who went to Great Ife. Great Ife. Great Ife. Yes, Imbini. Africa most beautiful campus. Oh, the Emoja Kota, Emoja, that's one. Praise the Lord. At the sports center, 8 p.m. every Monday, ESCO will gather to pray till 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. We are still fasting. We break our fast after prayers. This man of God, or boy of God, as we all were then, will not fast. He will go to female hostel to go and eat. And if the sisters ask him, Brother Ika, you are an ESCO member, ESCOs are fasting. He says, shh, if you don't want to give me food, I'll go to Sister Adiola's room. So he will eat. And then he will come to the sports center and he will sleep. He will sleep where we are praying. Then we used to have what is called retreat, ESCO retreat. We will pray and fast 3 days dry. You will not eat until after 3 days. At that time, Brother Yinka will organize crusade in Republic of Benin. He would organize crusade in Niger Republic. As a student, he was going leading the mission team for crusade just to avoid fasting. And he will do crusade and there will be testimonies. At that time, in the 90s, we had no privilege of phone to record video, do video recording, you know. But great things were happening. Now, come back home. Brother Inka, we will not fast. We will fast. Some of us were looking at him as, oh God, have mercy on this brother. For those of us who attended one church, I will not mention the name of the church. We just look at him as unserious. God, you will have to show mercy on this, your son. While others are fasting, he will not fast. Show him mercy, Lord. Accept him. So we're praying for him. But give him microphone. And then he will be preaching. And as a student, and miracles will be happening. He himself will be asking, what's going on there? What's going on there? All of us were wondering. And so you can accuse him of spiritual weakness, not fasting, not praying. You cannot deny the manifestation of the power of God in his life. I call it grace. Not of him that willeth. Because some of us who fasted, we went to God and said, God, help me, don't die. This brother is not fasting. Just like some of us, you look at the way you are serving God in the church. I have kept myself. I am a virgin. I have not misbehaved. I have kept myself clean. And I'm working for God. And we look at people that we think are dirty. Oma Sheo, see her life. She even has a boyfriend, though. She's sleeping around, though. But when it comes to the distribution of husbands and blessings, God decided to give to her. And then we who have been living, we begin to query God. God, this is not fair. God, when will you do my own? That's it, Jesus. I have told you, live right, but don't flaunt it. Live right, but what? Say it. What did I say? Live right. Don't flaunt it, because all your righteousness is like a filthy rag before God. So don't flaunt it. Don't slam it in the face of God. Don't be like that Pharisee. God, you know, I have lived a good life. I have not behaved like Pastor Ajayi Bishop. Who is? The moment you get to that level in your thinking, you have missed it. May you enjoy grace.
Amen.
They didn't say amen very well.
Amen.
May you not lack grace.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shout it, I will not lack grace.
I will not lack grace.
Shout it one more time.
I will not lack grace.
You will not lack grace.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. In our passage of consideration this morning, Luke chapter 1 verse 18. The child grew. He was strong in the spirit. And I have told you before, perhaps in the course of the Wings of Grace conference, every accomplishment in life, every success, every breakthrough is premised on your spiritual strength. That is why you must grow spiritually strong before attempting anything. Build up your spiritual muscles. Build it up. It was Pastor Yinka who told us, he made Pastor Martins an example that he feels that Samson looked physically like Pastor Martins. Otherwise, why would the lords of the Philistines be asking Delilah, find out this, your husband, the secret of his great strength? If they had seen a well-built up man with biceps, with big, big chest, who walks like this because of, they were, muscle knee, power, his power is muscle. But no. Huh? Find out. So you must grow in the spirit. That is why prayer is important. And prayer is an individual, a personal responsibility. You've got to know how to pray. You've got to know how to know God yourself. Know God for yourself. Know thou the God of your father. Know him. Know him and serve him. Onilati ba olorun ni iwo fun ara, I don't depend on what your dad is. My father is a pastor. Irrelevant. Be strong in the spirit. Then you must understand every great manifestation, you have been told, is preceded by great preparation. Prepare greatly for your great showing. The boy John the Baptist was in the desert being prepared for his great showing. God took time to prepare him before he revealed him. Jesus also, for 30 years, God took the time to prepare him before he manifested him. Jesus prepared for three and a half years journey. He prepared for 30 years. And so he manifested greatly. Preparation, this is where I'm going. I'm about to close very soon after mentioning 4 points. Preparation takes time. Anytime God will prepare a man, preparation goes, takes a process. What did I say? Preparation takes a process, and every process takes time. It takes time. That's why that scripture says, till he was in the desert, till every manifestation, everybody has a time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. The Bible says he makes all things beautiful in his time. Things become beautiful in its time. To the performance of any miracle in a man's life, to manifestation in a man's life on destiny, in your family, time plays a major factor. When it is not yet your time, you appear to be struggling. It appears nobody sees you. It appears nobody recognizes you because it is not yet your time. But when it is your time, you may not do more than you have been doing. Things will just be happening. You won't be pushing. Things will be moving because it is your time. You must understand that everybody comes to his time. Comes to its season at different times. At different times. My season is not your season. And I have told you before, If you attempt to manifest in another man's season, you will create problems. You will cause trouble. I want to manifest. Is it your season for manifestation? Is it? It may be your season of preparation. So go through the preparation. Don't abort the process. Let me tell the neighbor, don't abort the process. Say it louder. Tell another person, don't abort the process. Preparation takes time. It takes a process. Every process takes time. Don't abort it. Don't cut it short. When you are due, after you have been prepared, and your time is, and it's your time, then you become due. When you are due, you cannot be denied. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. When you are due, you cannot be denied. The Bible says, we told not good from them to whom it is what? To whom it is due. Listen, that means if it is not yet due, you can be denied. If it is not due, you can be denied. But when it is due, you cannot be denied. When it is in the power of your hand. Verse 27, 28 says, don't say to your neighbor or your friend, say not to your neighbor, go and come again tomorrow. I will give you when you have it by you now. When it is in your power to do now. So when you are due, you cannot and you will not be denied. May you not be denied. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let me also quickly say this. Your delay, your problem or situation has a season. It has been timed. Timed. And it will not last. It will not be forever. Weeping may enjoy it, endure till the night. But joy comes in the morning. Joy cometh. Please let me tell your neighbor, joy cometh. Say to another person, your joy cometh. Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. The Word of God says, and when he was come to the other side, unto the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. No man might pass. Look at the next verse. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come either to torment us before the time? The demons were saying, it's not yet time. We have an appointment in this man's life. Have you come to torment us before our appointment? Today, every contract you have, a failure, is broken. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Every agreement with delay is terminated. Today I pray for you, every agreement you have, every contract with failure, with smallness, with rejection, with mediocrity, is broken today. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you. You are talking. I do at the end of the what's I mean here? Every appointment with frustration, with rejection, with promise and fail, with frustration, with stagnation, with delay, over your life, family and destiny, is broken today. You will not fail. So it is timed. And God's word, listen to this, your manifestation, your word, your promise, have their own season of fulfillment. Luke chapter 1, verse 20. Luke chapter 1, verse 20. The Bible says, and behold, thou shalt be dumb. That's not you. It's the man who did not believe. Unable to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Why? Because thou believest not my word, which shall be fulfilled in their season. So God's word, God's promises for you has a season of fulfillment. God's word, somebody say that with me. God's word for me, God's promise for me has a season of fulfillment. And your word will not miss the season. Orore oni yegbare. Ire re oni yegbare. in the name of Jesus. Your miracle will not miss its time in the precious name of Jesus. So please, while you are waiting, before that season comes, before your manifestation, there are four things you must keep. And I mentioned this, and we go and do Thanksgiving and close. Before your manifestation, before your word will happen in this season. Your word is coming. Somebody say, my word is coming. My joy is coming. My blessings are coming. My manifestation is coming. But before it comes, irrespective of what you are going through, irrespective of your experiences, before your word comes, before your manifestation comes, please keep your dream. What did I say? The devil is always looking for dreams to steal. Satani eshu onwa iranti yo gba sonu lowo re. He's looking for dreams to snatch. He's looking for ideas to frustrate. And that's why you face lots of things in your life. The primary purpose of the devil is to steal your dream, to make you give it up. Why was David so much attacked? Because he mentioned his dream to his brothers. We were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaves stood upright, and your own sheaves stood and bowed to my sheaf. And the brothers hated him. You know what they said when they saw him? They said, behold, this dreamer is coming. Let's kill him. And let's see what will happen to him. It was his dream they were after. The enemy is after your dream. Don't give it. Don't give it up. The devil will bring challenges to you. Will bring challenges your way. You have a dream. You want to go for a course. There's a program you want to do. And then the devil brings challenges. So you can give up that dream. A financial challenge could come. So you can give up that dream. But please, don't give up your dream. Let me tell your neighbor, don't give up your dream. Don't give it up. Hold on to that dream. God gave you the dream in the first place. And the manifestation will come. Just don't, no matter what you face, no matter what happens, no matter what happens, hold on to that dream. Even if it tarries, wait for it, it will not tarry. Hold on to, don't give it up. You have a dream to pursue a project or a program, don't give it up. Challenges may come, don't give it up. You attempted and you failed, try again. Try again. Failure is never final. Failure is never final. Say that with me. Do it again. Attempt it again. Don't give up your dream. So the devil wants you to give up your dream, but if you give it up, what will now happen? When the time of fulfillment comes. So don't give up your dream. Someone once said, we go where our dreams take us. Write it down. We go where our dreams take us. May your dream take you far. Amen. Number two, keep your faith. We were told in the course of this conference that the currency of exchange in the portals of heaven is faith. Faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. The Bible makes it very clear that without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. Keep your faith. Don't give up your faith. Don't give up. No matter what you go through, Sarah got a miracle because she judged God faithful. Keep your faith. Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. He did not give up. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Don't give up your faith. Keep your faith. Don't throw it away. I will keep my faith. Psalm 27 verse 13. The psalmist said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In spite of what is happening in Nigeria or the world, is there anybody here who believes that he will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in Nigeria and all over the world? Lift your right hand and say, I believe. I will see the goodness of the Lord in Nigeria and in the land of the living. I believe my family will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in Nigeria and in the land of the living. You will see the goodness of the Lord. So everything happening could make a man faint. But if you hold on to your faith, you won't faint. If you hold on to that, look, I know that I will see the goodness of, I will yet, no matter how, no matter what is happening, let petrol sell for arm, whatever, I will see the goodness of the Lord. Let a bag of rice become anything. Let meat become unavoidable. I will bite mama. I will eat fish. It is for a season. There was a time in my life that all my mother could give us was okra without oil with ground pepper. She sprinkles ground pepper and puts salt and small locust bean. And then, what are you talking about? If there's a egusi, she will mix it and roll it and put it inside. And then we'll make a bar and we'll eat. That was what we fed on. It was for a season. There was a time we survived on leftovers. I have told you it was for a season. So whatever you are going through is for a season. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up your faith, because the same you that is going through this situation will yet see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Shout it out. We see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is how we manifest. We'll go through it. When I tell people this was how I grew up, they tell me it's not possible. Ah, okay. No, it's not possible. Tell me, what do I want to eat that I cannot eat? Those days, I never got food. I was never satisfied food. Koto. I will never forget an experience in my life. I went to Borashola's house and Brafemi Akitule. And I ate. I joined them, I ate. Then I went to my friend Bade Adetona's house, Omo Gbomosho. Every night we eat at Malangbegiri in his house. I joined them to eat. I left Borashola's house, Bade's house, I ate. Then I left to the place, I went to Rajidi Adewale's house. The mom was making fufu. So I joined them to eat. But Femi now came and met me. Olu, Otun Jeuni. Moni Jide Loni Wa Jeun. Never satisfied. But when I could afford, Melu Muafe Jenisi. So life is not about food, it's more. Life is not about clothing. It is more. So that anybody is wearing designer and you cannot afford designer, it's a season. That person is in his own season. Your own season is coming. Did you hear what I'm saying here? Somebody, are you listening to me? He may be in his season. Doctor, you may be in your season. My season is coming. I will not envy you because you are in your season. My season is coming. Day your season. My own season is coming. Day your day. So you have no business envying anybody, looking at anybody and say, keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. So don't cry. Somebody's coming to do child dedication and you are crying. No. Keep your faith and rejoice. Your own is coming. Keep your faith. Number one, do what? Number two? Number three, keep your joy. Keep your joy. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Isaiah 12, 3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, if you have now lost your joy, with what will you draw? Rejoice. That is the way to show that you believe. Joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Hear what the scripture says. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord. How many redeemed of the Lord are here? Shall return. Somebody shout it, I shall return. And come with. I can't hear you. Unto Zion, to church. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Because of that joy, what will they obtain? Gladness and joy. Then sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. And come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon everlasting. Just be happy. Hakuna Matata. Why worry? Listen. One of the ways to show that you have faith is that you don't allow anxiety or stress to finish you. Look at me. Whatever I don't have now, I don't need now. Say that with me. Whatever I don't have now, I don't need now. The day I need it, it will come. It will come. Don't stress yourself. Don't kill yourself with anxiety. I beg of you, please. 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 A very precious sister in the church, her husband passed. Very painful circumstance. Very painful. And I was the pastor to the family. 1 year after the demise of the man, this woman said, "Sir, I am led to give you the jeep, our jeep. Take it. But I have learned that there are some gifts you don't take. Some of you don't know. If I'm in ministry because of what to get, then I take anything. There are some gifts you don't take. Why? What if I take it?" The sister said, "Okay, I'm not giving you. I want to sell it to you. You need to be driving jeep." I said, "No. You don't need to sell. I'm not buying. I like jeep, but I'm not buying. Not this one. If I buy, will you know? How many people do I want to say, 'Rio, this jeep, Timolo, Mora, Nio, one, Fumio?' How many people will I tell?" I said, "No." The sister was crying. "Please." I said, no. I didn't even know that. Later they will say that I was collecting everything the husband left from her. I didn't even know. I didn't collect anything. And yet that was the... What if I had taken it? Would that not be evidence? It wasn't time for me to ride jeep. When it was time, I didn't know it was time. I didn't even know because it wasn't a priority in my life. I didn't have a car. Pastor Matthews, began to organize, sir, Omadara, they began to think that this pastor that does not have a car, I had a car, I sold it for the building of this church. He began to organize and say, "Let's contribute money." They wanted to buy a car for me of 3.5 million naira, like you buy it, 500. He was hiding it from me. They said, "Don't let Baba know." But my mom, do you know how I knew? So then I ask, "What are they doing? You know, Pastor Matthews, if you want to collect,
ma je ran si e ko gbo lowo e wi nne bele o. If I send him to you to go and collect money from you, he will collect it. So I saw him. Where is your own money? You have not contributed. You have not given me your own money. And he says, I'm coming. So what is he? He said, there is this contribution. So I will come to Brother Debanjo. He said, you know, he said contribution. They said, we want to do something around the church. So I'm going to keep a bag money. Don't let him hear. Amen. So I knew they wanted to do something for me. But they didn't tell me. So they were, they have gathered 500 and something thousand out of 3.5. When the person I worked with said, God said I should give you a car. And when he sent, it was, Pastor Martins was there. When she sent the car, it was a brand new Toyota Land Cruiser Prado. A Kenjon. O da pe kedi e te so pe ah baba mo fori ofe yin toro pe kolo ma affiliate mi na se oro committee pe committee were still raising money. Olorun wa God now brought this because it was time. God said, now it's time for you, my son. It's not a priority in my life. Mo wa pick up be se wo mi ko ti mi o le wa to ba ti ma gbe mi debi ti mo lo. Praise God. One of the richest men in the world rode pickup van. Warren Buffett also rode. But you want to kill yourself over car. You are saving money. You have a functioning car. It functions very well. But because you saw your friend riding one, you just want to wound yourself and destroy your own joy. You better keep your joy. Stay on your lane. When your time comes, your things will happen without any stress. Somebody say, I hear. Oku kan o, but time titan. So, kila ma ashe rai. Keep your value. Keep your value. One of the major problems of people is we have no value. Somebody, you are going through pressure, and your boss said, okay, I will sleep with you. Then we will solve this problem. Then, if you don't keep your value, you go to him and open your legs. You are not saying, Boga, it's only this once. So, if you do it once, you will do it always. You have not kept your value. Keep your value. Don't cheapen it. Don't sell it cheaply. Keep your value. If you are hungry, be hungry. That hunger cannot kill you. So it is so you can have a testimony to share. Hunger came. I was hungry, but I kept my value. I was in need, but I kept my value. The lecturer stood on my way, but I kept my value. This is the way we manifest. Keep your value. And you must understand, you are not inferior to anybody. Job told us in chapter 12 and in verse 3, in chapter 13 and in verse 2, what you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. I'm not inferior to you. No. You have what I don't have. That doesn't make me inferior. I am not inferior to you. You have a house I don't have. I am not inferior to you. You have a car I don't have. I am not inferior to you. You are wearing latest designer. I don't wear latest. I am not inferior to you. You are using Armani perfume. You are using wood. I am using Malam Lavender. I am not inferior to you. You are wearing lace. I'm wearing Ankara. I am not inferior to you. Whatever you are wearing, I'm wearing Teru. I am not inferior to you. Whatever you are, thank God for your life, but I'm not inferior to you. I'm going to keep my value because I know my time is coming. I know my season is coming. I know weeping may endure till the night, but joy comes in the morning. I know this season will not last forever. I know it will soon change. I will not abort the process. I will wait. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. My change is coming.
Stand to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes.
You are going through things now. Yes. I want you to talk to God. You are the destiny changer. You are the season changer. I refuse to give up my dream. I refuse to compromise on my faith. I refuse to trade my joy. I refuse to give up my value. My change is coming. Go ahead and talk to God. Talk to God. Yes. Is anybody praying? How we wait? I will not abort the process. The process for my manifestation. I will wait. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Close your eyes, everybody. And listen. It is easy to say, I will not give up my dream. I will not give up my faith. I will not give up my joy. I will not give up my value. It becomes difficult if you don't have Christ. If you give up easily, it is because you don't have Christ. This morning, you are in this congregation. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have not given your life to Christ. And you want to...
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.